Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Every great, unique thing in the world at some point gets
Nashville,
so popular.
Nashville has been wrecked.
Okay, yeah.
I will say Niagara Falls has been wrecked.
Right, and so I was a little bit leery of it being, you know, Senior Frogs 3. Just like Margaritaville. But luckily, I think it's still at least on the edge of it's still kind of organic and genuine and unique. And it's crazy. This natural amphitheater of these cliffs where you jump off of with the bar and with the band and with the yachts and the cruise ships, not the cruise ships, but the catamarans and the other boats coming up from nearby resorts and people getting off. It's wild. It's like nothing else. Of course, the first thing you see when you're up there on the platform, Brian, go ahead and read for everybody the warning sign that they give you before you endeavor to jump off of one of Rick's cliffs.
Warning, cliff jumping is dangerous and serious injury can result, such as spinal and vertebrae fractures.
Spinal, as Mike Tyson would say.
I broke my spine.
I broke my spine. How?
It's back. My spine. Oh, I broke my spine.
Joint dislocation, muscle and ligament damage, and severe bruising.
Something. Bruising. Okay. Yeah, severe bruising.
Okay.
A lot of different things can happen. At lunch, we were talking about this, and Bob was doing his best
right
to scare
oh.
the living shine out of me.
I wasn't. I was
yes,
just
you were. You said, quote, well, Steve, you'll be going home in a wheelchair. And we'll be saying, I hope it was fun.
And I also said, you know, did you really expect to use those legs your whole life? You
know, Bob,
you got a good run out of them.
Bob painted this incredibly vivid picture of me going home driving my wheelchair with a straw. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? I don't need this. Because you are my big brother. I do listen to you. What you say does stick in my head. And so that was not a great thing to bring with me over to
now, you also Rick's. You have to throw in there, Brian and I were laughing hysterically as you're going, why are you doing this? Why are you bringing this up now? Because if I bring it up after you've broken your spine.
My spine. My spinal.
It doesn't do you any good. Because now when you're laying in your bed and you're going, why didn't you tell me this yesterday? And I was like, well, I don't want to ruin your fun.
Right.
Ruin my fun?
You would have saved my life.
Right.
Apparently, up to 12 people die every year.
Up
at
to.
Rick's. Apparently.
That's
now,
up to 12.
Up to,
settle
right.
down.
Some years it could only be four.
Some people. Years it's one a month. Others it's not.
This is an unverified Twitter tip by way of Google. He said, oh, yeah, I Googled Rick's, and they say 12 people die a year.
Okay.
And we had heard stories of just last week, someone was airlifted out. It's a weird thing because on the one hand, everyone was jumping off of these two platforms, the 25 and the 35, and there was nobody that even biffed hard enough that they had to get the most minor of attention afterwards. In fact, one woman, you know, kind of did too much forward rotation, got a big face full of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And she came up and she was like, you know, that 1,000-yard stare. And her first words to her husband were, it wasn't good, babe. That wasn't good. But that was the worst of it, you know? So I'm watching and I'm watching. I'm like, okay, this is not that dangerous. But there's that something primal in your head when you're standing up over such a fall.
Yeah, telling you don't do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. That's your brain working overtime going, don't do this. Don't do
don't
this.
Don't do this.
You can't
right.
fly. You weren't built for this.
Exactly. Yeah. That is hardwired, Brian.
Because there's
in
no
our
reason.
DNAs for centuries. It's amazing, isn't it, that still works. You know intellectually these old men and these ladies and whoever are jumping off, fat guys, skinny guys, and they're like, fine, splash, 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 splash. And I'll just do it. It's easy. You don't even have to jump far. You just step off, basically.
You could work up to it, though, right? There was a 20-foot and a 30-foot.
Well, there was like a 10-foot way down below. You just wanted to get that sensation. The 25 is where they make you start. And the 35 is really practically no different.
Okay.
But when I did it, I had to have my GoPro going.
Do you have that? Is there something that goes on your wrist for that in case it gets away from you?
Yes, there is a strap there.
Okay.
So, of course, I had to get the shot, right? And I go off, and I'm all happy. I did it. I've got the shot. Mission accomplished. Don't have to do it anymore if I don't want to. But then something nagging me was saying, I got to do the 35. The 35, it's like my El Guapo. It's like my Michael Myers.
It's the gonna, same thing.
It's going to haunt me.
It's the same thing Discoverers had telling them you have to go
right
to the new world.
Right. Yeah. So I then went to go
only
on.
Only yours is telling you, go 10 feet further
up. Yeah, right. So then I go up, and I'm about to get on the 10-foot one, and I linger a bit, and I watch a few people, and everyone's down on the middle landing ready to take photos. They're starting to chant, Zabe, Zabe, Zabe. And I actually stood up on the platform once, got down like a chicken ass. The second time I endeavored to get up, I only made it up one step and then got down like a chicken ass. And then basically I got home and looked at my phone with the camera, or the camera, the memory card, and I'm like, oh, I got 4 minutes and 10 seconds of me being a chicken. Good. Because Bob was there, and he was dutifully going. And Bob was the man. Bob, you jumped many, many, many times. Many times. But I allowed, you know, then the debate became with, you know, Sherry and Kelly and I, did we come and conquer? And I said, well, I don't think I conquered. I think the top one conquered me. But they wanted to say
90 feet?
No.
Oh, 35. Okay.
They wanted to say that they conquered. And I said, well, I think you should say you conquered. Now, there's no T-shirts in the shop, believe it or not, at Rick's that says, I survived 35 feet, or I survived Rick's, or whatever. Or I wasn't one of the 12 who died this year at Rick's Cafe, world famous. But it's weird. It was like, it's almost like the yips in golf. If you had a 1 foot putt, you could step up there. Almost anybody, knock it in, right?
Check.
That's all this was. You just had to step off and not do anything crazy, and you're going to be fine. But because the first time that I jumped off, I did a little bit too much lean back, and it didn't hurt or anything, but I knew I didn't stick the landing. I knew the Russian judge was going to give me a 2-point deduction for it. A
lot of splash, huh?
That got in my head. And then the stupid GoPro was in my head. I said, I'm going to be worried more about, is it right? Is it, do I have it far enough away? Is it angled the right way? Am I holding it? When I should be thinking about just step off and go ahead and, you know, make like a pencil and sploosh into the water. And I kept thinking and thinking and thinking.
Sure.
And the more
I
thought.
That's what your brain is for, Steve.
I know.
Telling you not to do this. Because your brain is thinking, well, we would make this jump if we had a reason. But there's no reason today. We can walk away. There's not some.
I'm not going not to some, get a prize for doing the
top
one. Why
does your brain take a vacation on so many other things, then?
I don't know.
You know, when it's supposed to be busy warning you.
Like, your brain is looking. Well, there's nothing making us jump off here. I'm not in danger. Like, if you're like, there's a fire coming behind you, got to jump.
Sure.
Something like that. Then your brain goes into a different mode.
Yeah.
And there's adrenaline and things like that.
If I was the only one to jump off the 35 and all 200 people along the steps and the ledges of Rick's Cafe were to greet me like a hero and lift me up on their shoulders and carry me up to a giant pig feast, and I would be feted as the king of the cliffs.
Sure.
Then I might want to do it. But there was going to be no prize for doing the top one. And all I could think about was the story of, well, he had to do the top one, and that's where things went bad. And as they say in their disclaimer sign, they have no responsibility whatsoever for anything. Jump at your own risk. So it was really cool. I want to show the video of the professional. There's no Jumbotron. Next year, Jumbotron, or I'm not coming. I'm telling you.
Get that, Cully? Next year, we need a Jumbotron.
I almost bought one at the little shop in town. $110,000 Jamaican dollars for a 50-inch off-market one. But, yeah, here was the professional who did it was crazy. I don't know if you guys can see that. It's in the shade. It's all I got there. All right. Is that fairly decent right there?
Yeah, look at them. They're all, this is, you know, for those of you at home.
Yeah, it's not very exciting, but those of you here, you're getting to see it.
Currently 15 degrees.
Yeah, get a time and temperature on this one.
It's 8:30.
Yeah, and Sherry also said, she goes, why don't you Google search death at Rick's? A guy died here last. And I'm like, why would I Google search that? Don't even tell me about that, for God's sakes.
We're just trying to warn you so you couldn't walk away and go, I had no idea.
All right, hold on a second.
I never thought of that.
This is too much preamble. I'm skipping ahead to further action. Okay, there we go. Okay,
right.
Now we're ahead to further action. This girl was not with our group, but, you know, anyone in a good bikini who makes good funny motions going down.
What do you mean? Wait a second. That. Going down. Yeah.
Going down. Yeah. Falling.
Jumping off the cliff.
To the water. Exactly. Right. So then here was this guy, his name is Spider. And by the way, to climb up onto this pole with this platform, it's crazy. So there you go. Yeah.
So you're going to post that, right, at Zabe.com eventually?
Good cinematography, huh? Did I nail the shot, huh? Yeah, I'm going to post that for sure.
All right,
but
so everybody who's going, I can't see it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go to. I'm going to listen to WGN from now on.
I don't see this stuff. It reminded me, though, of course, Wide World of Sports and cliff diving, always from Acapulco.
Yeah.
And to do that where there's no platforms, really, there's just rocks.
Rock, right.
They had to get out horizontally.
Yes, absolutely. They had to get height and distance before doing all their complicated moves. And unlike this guy here, who went in feet first, I believe the competition required that you go in head first, right?
That might have been different. You may have had a few jumps where you could go feet first, head first. I seem to remember feet first every now and then.
Okay.
So, and Jim McKay was always, who was the guy calling that? Is that Jim McKay? I don't remember who they would send.
I think Jim McKay would go.
Would he? Yeah. God, he covered everything back then, didn't he?
Yeah. No, that was his job.
Jeez.
And I still think there is cliff diving on ESPN 9 or something at random parts of the year. Harder to find, though. I wish they would push it to us a little bit more.
Just, sure.
You know, or maybe SportsCenter includes some cliff diving highlights.
It is spectacular when you see it, when it's done correctly.
Yeah, and how do you train to do it? That's the other thing. Oh, we also saw some skinny 20-year-old kid from one of the catamarans flipped off the top platform. He flipped off of 35. They didn't let the civilians. Okay. To get to the top platform, there wasn't a ladder. It was a telephone pole with 2x4s nailed in so that you could just get a – yeah, Brian, it was crazy. My feet hurt just thinking, like, what a tenderfoot I am,
yeah,
having to, you know, grab to the edges of these. That's all it was. It was a 2x4 or maybe even less that provided a little bit of grip, and they shimmied up there, and they got to the top, and boom, went straight on down. That was probably 70 feet. But the climb was crazy. 85, you say? 85, okay. 85 feet it was. So yeah, that was wild. So,
well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt.